Kaçak eski gitsin de daha sonra ne yapacağız lan de. Etmeyin ki. İki önce çatalım. Bakalım.
Maggie was talking about when we were when she was a kid, she doesn't quite remember how old was she at the time, but she's 65 years old now. It was when she was a kid. They used to move around here a lot, she said. Back and forth, pass through here and now and then. And he said one time when they was here there wasn't any cabin over here at all. But there were some caches up the creek, and that's the only thing she remembered. And the next time she was here, there was a cabin over here. And so they gave us a bed, she thought it was standing, there was a cabin. There was a cabin there. And when they saw it, it hasn't got any windows or doors or nothing. And it's just built. Just richly built. And sometimes that four or so, they got back there and with Chief Christian, she said. And then the Chief Christian started putting the windows in and doors. He said Chief Christian made that window out of skin, a dry tan skin. That's what he used for a window. And built and used some board for a door, and that's what he made a door out of. And then they moved in there. She said that's when she was just living with her grandma. And that was really the beginning of all the families that were built afterwards. And then she told about the first clue she had, she ever remembered that she had.
Thank you.
And she said that she just realized that they did the, they learned the hardest way of all. Say that compared to the way that he's teaching our kids doing today. She said when she comes over here and she tells the story, she hears all these papers, noise in here, everything on. She said, it makes her think of the time that she was using flatter objects or paper and things like that. And she said she's very thankful that there is a friend of mine now for teaching food.
Oh, we won't be able to hear it. We still won't be able to record it unless she does come up here. man hat auch gut einmal über Schule gelebt, aber das Schule ist das Verhältnis. Ja, du siehst es. Das Schule ist das Verhältnis, aber das Schule ist das Verhältnis, aber das Schule ist das Verhältnis, aber das Schule ist das Verhältnis, aber das Schule ist das Verhältnis, aber das Schule Ji shi ye chu ye li nan a na kon ta ye chu nan shi chu kwa ta ta ta ta ni kan da an ga ta tu na ta e chu kien sa ke ni e ren da ja ta tu ni ka do a ga ye ye e ren shi ye chu ka ta ka ye chu de a ga ta ka chu ku ni ta sa ji ye chu de a ga shi ku la chi en da chu อ่ะเออชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อชื่อช Ayo sạch cho con, ayo sạch cho mình, ayo sạch cho con hả? Ayo sạch cho con, con trí ác tiếng rồi. Con dân đắc trí và con dân dân đắc trí rồi. Mà nâng tên, trí và dân hành ếp trí. Ê sẽ có con hợp trí chụp dịp tiêu cái gì dư lý rồi. Ai gặp sao? Có con trí cái con hợp trí, con hợp trí rồi. Sạc lý trí kể tâm hợp trí của cả xin của cái ếch ác hoa cả. Thì em ếch ếch sao và nâng tên rồi.
Isaac a hard time to learn. they really pushed it to learn the Bible. When you were the child. When you don't keep at it and you spank them and things like that. All the way through he was going up. And he said that's the way Isaac became a teacher today. And he said that he's very thankful for all the things that he does today and so on.
Steven. You see, I got 7 years old. 第一眼很，一个，第一眼很，就是说这些东西，还有个老太，那个，还有我，你看你看个帮，不是帮的时候，那个是啥？哎，这个，我这个，我这个啥子？Facebook，Facebook。
他就是什么？俺去，我去他家。俺说，哎呀，这个我当初呢，就看东西，我给。这个这个这个。你看东西，我给个，我给俺就，这个东西，我给他看东西，哎，就给他过来。
其他这个呢，看到的，其他这个呢，看到的，他吹，你听听，你在在工作上的怎么样？看到的，真的不太管着哈。
那个，哎，这个当官的，哎，这个当，哎，这个当官的，你要去查工作还是哪里？ I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. I can't get it. Okay. I can help her, yes. Sit here, go to the exit of the pipe where he's at. Then you go to the pipe. ตัดสับเลือกตัวกันสมมติว่าสตอร์ที่กูไอ้ตาจ้าไอ้ไอ้จุดตัดยาจ้าจ้าที่กูเจอเลยเลือกเลือกแค่ที่เตะเข่าเขาตัวเลยตัวกูเลือกแค่ที่ตัดกูแค่ที่เตะเข่าเลยตัดไอ้ไอ้จุดตัดนั้นเลือกที่จะตัดตัดตัวเองที่กูจะทำ เชื่อก็ตาแบบนี้แบบนี้คือชีวิตไม่ได้จะเจอเองแต่ก็คิดอย่างนี้ก็ได้ไม่ได้ก็ต้องเจอเช่นสั่งตะกี้มาเลยติดตัวอะไรก็ต้องทำตีจ้าเสียแล้วก็เจอว่าก็เลยติดตาไปแต่เจอสิ่งเยอะเยอะก็สั่งว่าเยอะกว่าสิ
อาจจะเจอวิธีการนี้สักครั้งก็ได้อาจจะเจอก็ได้อาจจะทำให้ฝันที่ฝันที่เขาจะเป็นวิธีอาจจะต้องใช้เวลาสักทีเดียวอาจจะทำโอ้ยจังจึงจังฝันส่วนนี้ก็เซฟกว่าเลยจะให้ฝัน I feel some Jim Thompson. จริงๆว่าท่านหาจีก็ชาจีก็ต้องเห็นใจไอ้จีไอ้จีก็เออไอ้จีก็ขอตำแหน่งเถอะว่าอาจจะเรื่องคุยกับจีก็แล้วซ้ำคุยกับจริงๆคือจะเห็นใจไอ้จีคุยกับใครต่างๆว่าจริงๆว่าโกงตัดใจเนี่ยอาจจะว่าท่านว่าท่านจริงๆก็ต้องหาคุยกับจีก่อนแต่ก็เถอะอาจจะทำให้เรื่องจริงๆเห็นใจ จะเกี่ยวจะจีนสิ่งใหญ่นะครับเวลาเราอาศัยคุณสตาร์ทเราจะไปจะเกี่ยวสิ่งนี้ไอ้ก็ตักเตือนว่าแต่กูจะอัตตังเกี่ยวกับคำวิเคราะห์ไอ้ตัวสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่งต่างๆสิ่
在家公寓里等待着很多老天就怪得了很因为必须牺牲过去这次我把过得很好那么别说他很好你怎么办你也走了吗我的妈我就第一眼看能够搞个大姐大款那就是把给你睡觉第一个就是我该给他的东西呢就给他听爱戴这边走回来给他回来 Post Office Church Schoolhouse 爱戴这边的东西那他是怎么去做的呀你把成功率二个参与去做公司的事尽快做公司的事你不给你的事还不把定金你跟着公司款你的效果你拿手都把定金你跟着公司款那就干在 ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ที่ Ah, mata tak kian cek, kian si, ketengen cek, kian tahu tulis si, cek patah kebanan. Cek wantah eh, patah kebanan. Aku kira rasa sekolah itu kian kira tengen cek orang kan, kian tak sak, tengen cek bukai tengen. Lepas di sini dah tahu dia cintai tinggi atau lembut dah, lepas tinggi sakit dia kah, tu cuma macam. Tinggi itu kan, ni tinggi sekali ya, tangga kacau, ni juga ada tinggi yang tu, sakit, tinggi ya tu. Jadi tu, kerja yang kau hendak jadi yang kau dah tangan, apa pun cukup tu. Aku tu, jadi tu saya jadi tu. Kalau ini tu, kau dah terusin, aku terusin aku tak tanya, kamu, kau ya, kamu, kau dah saya tak kalah lagi he. Aku tak ada apa pun, betul betul tu. Aku si kau ya, kau, kau si kau lagi kau. Aku tak faham tu ni cakap. Aku tahu tak. Kata cuk aku tak faham cuk. Kau pernah kenal tak? Kau hari tak faham. Kau tak tahu tu ni. Kau tak hantar. Kau tak hantar. Aku tak tahu macam si tu cakap cakap tu tu si. ก็มาไอ้จุดถึงก็ตะจุดถึงก็เป็นจริงใช่ไหมมีที่นี่ก็เท่าที่จะก็คัดจุดก็ตะเป็นรักจุดก็คัดจุดก็เป็นคนไทยไอ้เจ้าจะสังเกตเจอกันไอ้เจ้าจุดเกินจุดตาตะทัดก็ช้ำออกที่รูปแบบตะทัดที่เดินเจอ Aku kejaman pun kuat, kejaman pun kuat. Yuk cuma kuat, tapi tak pernah kau kuat, tapi tak pernah kau kuat. Betul ke? Tak ke? Siapa kamu kata? Aku kata dia tu kuat, dia. Kau tak pernah kuat, dia tu kuat. Tapi si kandai tu pernah kau kuat. Si cik itu dia kau kuat, dia tu kuat tu mana? ก็จะเป็นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเด่นจุดเ 这集头里最傻的吧，搞外的玩。如果头里最傻的非常是非常是这个，你头里放下的他其他外的玩。可这一群人上去等待这边的
对，都是这个，是啊，都是这个，是啊，都是这个。
Their parents are the only ones teaching them from the Bible that they had. Each family used to have a copy of one Bible. And their parents maybe teach them from that Bible and learn to say the words and learn to say the Ten Commandments and so on. And that's all they remember that they were having at the time when they were kidding. And then he said, Albert started studying the Bible and later on put up the church. And then he remembered that he started teaching at Sunday school then. And he taught them how to read the Bible and so on. And when Albert put up the church, then the one who held, and he remembered he's the one who held the service at the first time were the guy they called a little Henry. That's Elijah Henry's father. The old Tian, who was the first one to hold the service in the church. And then he said, and later on, while they were in their early days, they were a little deeper than he used to talk to them about. And teaching them the Bible and read the Bible and so on, and she talked to them about how to, if they work together and they could even get their own stores and post office and things like that. And you remember they called and talked to them about that all the time, all during those times. And he said, now they got them today, and he knows that he really likes them. He knows what they're talking about. And he said, I'm not the only one that remembers all that Albert has taught to me and everyone else. He's taught to all that Albert has just remembered all these things. We will also tell it to our own children about how we were fired up and so on. That's about all he said.
I want to thank all the speakers for telling us some of the history of our heritage. And I think now we should have a little intermission so the kids can stretch that we have passed, that in a way I have passed him, but did not complete the eighth grade my test. So I did what I can to put the children's project. This is done only by us as the kids and other people encouraging me to do so. They have put all their time to Hollywood and do other things for the school. Even in the days when we were out traveling with Sabatin and Spain and Trump. There are people here now that participated in this at that time. There were no means of transportation at the time. All were held in by Sabatin or in summer by doctors. So everyone's main food was meat and fish. So that means we didn't do this
tell you each and every one of the telepathy. That's all about the school, and this is my personal feeling about the school. I sincerely put all my mind and all in favor for the children to have all the education they possibly can have. Because lack of education is something that the nature of people is missing out. We won't be living all the time with them. They might as well learn and face the world. I won't hold any of my children from that opportunity, if possible, can. I have my mind set on this very family. Many teachers and people have spoken to me about what it's like to have education. So this is the way I feel about school. I'm sure some people feel the same too. So.
Thank you, Kathy.
Alice? Do you want to use something?
The first time when I started to teach the children, that time Albert Trey told me to do it so I started to teach the children up here. I don't want to refuse his word, so everything what he told me, I have to do it. And that's, he wants me to do that. That's why he went up to his room and take me down to Corkish and let me marry his son, Abel. And so I have to do everything what he tells me to do. And when I first got to teach up here, that time is very tough time up here. It's hard to get pencils and papers for the children to learn on it. But even that, I've been trying my best to do everything for them. And sometimes I don't even have papers, but some of the people, they always say some special papers that were being used already. And even that, we've been using that for the children. And all the people who are trying to help me for pencils and papers and other ways that I can help the kids always give me papers for them. And we really want to have the children learn the little bit about something. And so I've been trying to teach them, even when we've been traveling around, even I've been teaching them in the tent. And all that time we sure have nothing, no books, no papers, but even if somewhere we have a little pencil, we always, some of the people, they always give us some pencils, and sometimes there's only four pencils, but sometimes I even have four kids in school, and even that I just keep on daily working and teaching them every day. I don't even have any wages for them for teaching them, but even I don't think about it. But at the same time, I was 16 years old when I was starting to teach the children, and I didn't even think about paying or anything. All I do is just teaching, that's all. And that's all I can say now.
Thank you. Now, if I could have Aaron and Captain come up here a minute, please. We would like to present these to you as a token of our recognition of the work you've done through the years to help teach and educate the children of our church. And I'm sure everyone appreciates it. Even though the kids don't like school sometimes, as they get older, they sure appreciate it. Thank you. And now we'll have an address by Mrs. Rhoda Connick. Mrs. Connick? First of all, I'd like to say how happy I am to be here, and I consider it a great privilege to be here at a time like this when we are dedicating here your new school. And we've heard a great deal this evening about times and the years past, and I'm sure that we all realize that having this school here now is a result of what you people have done. It's the result of your attitude. Without that, I'm sure it would not be here. So we have a great deal of respect and admiration for you people in Arctic Village and the things you stood for in the years that have passed. I'm sure, too, that we know things today are very much different to what they were when the people who were children then, the people who've talked to you tonight. And if we could look back further, if we could hear from the people who were their parents and their parents' parents, we would hear other stories, and we would know that it was very different then to what it was when those people were little children. We would know things that probably haven't been told and cannot be passed on to you because maybe it was forgotten. But we can look back still further than that, and we do know that 250 years ago, Alaska was an unknown country. 250 years ago, just about, Russia sent over Vitus Bering to find out if there was a land to the east of Russia and if it was attached to Asia. They did not know that then. About 100 years ago, too, we know that the first sailing vessel came up the Yukon, somewhere in the area of what is now Fort Yukon. How do we know those things? We know those things because somewhere back in time, people wrote those things down. And so it is by coming to school that we can learn about those things. We can look in our books. You have a library here. It is a small one. But as time passes, you will get more each year, and you can learn about the country and the things that have happened. And you can learn about things that happened right here in your own country. Books such as these. Books written by Hudson Stuck. I'm sure some of you have heard of him. And if you were a little closer, you could see this map. You could see that about 1914, he traveled in this area about 60 miles from what is now Fort Yukon. Some of you later might like to come up and look at that map and tell me if I'm right, if I'm right in thinking that Arctic Village is about somewhere where I've placed it on this map. There is another book that he wrote. He told of a trip around the Arctic coast. This cover has a map on it, and it shows his route. You might like to come up and look at it later. And so by coming to school and learning to read, you can read these things. You can read other books, stories of other native people, people who live in Canada. You can learn about how they do, and their ways are not so different from your ways. There are other books that have many more things in them, things about the whole world. We call them encyclopedias. You can read in these books about many things that you'll be interested in. Some of the things you'll be most interested in will be the animals. Then you can read fun books, stories like this about Tom Sawyer. And Tom Sawyer had lots of fun, and he had quite a little mischief, too. And in this book, you'll read about being lost in a cave. You'll read about buried treasure. And you'll read about a girl that broke a boy's heart. And finally,
You can read books such as this, Bible stories, and that is one of the best reasons for learning to read. And so tonight, we are here. We are dedicating this school, this place where you can come and learn these things. And by dedicating this school, we mean that you are to hold it in trust for your children and your children's children. By in trust, I mean that you will all have a part in taking care of it. There's another reason for this. You all know that Alaska became a state not long ago. And I said to some of you last night that I was going to say the same thing tonight. And you know what I'm going to say, those of you who are here. Now that Alaska is a state, there's more and more reason for children to go to school and get an education. Right now, we have lawmakers in Juneau. They are down there and they are making laws that will affect all of us. You too. All of us who are here and many people in all parts of Alaska. Now, those people down there who are making the laws, they are thinking they're making the laws that will be best for the country. And maybe they are. But some of those people have not lived here a long time. Maybe they don't understand what living in Alaska means. And maybe they will make some mistakes. Now, you people, like all people in villages, do not want other people coming into the country and making all of the laws. You want to have a part in it too. And so it is by sending your children to school and learning all they can that they are becoming able to compete with all other people. You are giving them opportunity to become lawmakers, to have a part in making laws for this country. And I hope a few years from now, when I'm a real old lady, that I'll be able to point to someone from Arctic Village who is down there in Juneau and helping make the laws for this country. And I do thank all of you for being here and for the part that you have played in this program, and not only tonight, but the years that have passed that have built this what it is. And I thank you.